So that was the development grant was funded through a TIF process in which the incremental value of new construction that was built out there, the tax on that incremental value is all captured by the city to pay off a bond that covered the financial incentives that were part of that project. The TIF bonds are not connected to the business itself, that's connected to the real estate. So in order to pay it back, the developers signed a development agreement that puts a minimum assessed value on that property. So whether the business is open or not, that assessed value remains in place. And so the repaying of the credit, the development grant, happens through future property tax on that property. Makes no matter who owns the property, makes no matter how much they pay for the property, there's a $5.5 million minimum assessed value on that property that remains in place until the grant is paid back. So from the city of Pella standpoint, there's very, very little risk to the city of Pella. And also, in this particular case, the original grant agreement, development agreement, was with RDP, and RDP later assigned it to the Pella Entertainment, but through that assignment, the city of Pella kept RDP ultimately responsible for the payment of property taxes if whoever owned the building wouldn't make them. So RDP is still legally responsible to pay the property taxes. So I've learned to never use the words never or none or always. But I would say the risk to the taxpayers of the city of Pella on this is as minimal as you can possibly get. And so I don't want to get into a long discussion about TIF and all of that, but the property taxes off that property will be used to pay the bond that was issued for the incentives on that property. And again, it doesn't matter who owns it or what they paid for it, that minimum assessment remains in place for the life of the bonds. Second thing I just want to say is I feel real bad for the owners, but you know, if you go down this row of people here, almost all of us have been in business for ourselves, started businesses, and so there's always inherent risk. Anybody that owns a small business, there's inherent risk in opening a small business. And you know, sometimes it doesn't work out. They don't make it. In fact, I think if you look at the statistics, it's a pretty high percentage of small businesses that start up that don't survive for the long haul. And unfortunately, that happened in this case. I think we as the city council felt like this was going to be a great amenity for the community. So I feel bad for the owners, obviously, who put a lot at risk for a project like this. There were some headwinds with COVID and everything, I think, that contributed to make it more difficult. But I do want to show, or at least speak about, appreciation for all of our small business owners. You know, in Pella, our business community is what has contributed and made us the kind of community it is. And if you think about Pella Corporation and Vermeer, those all started as small businesses. You know, obviously they grew into big businesses. If you walk around the streets of Pella downtown, you see all kinds of small businesses. And I started in the CPA business in Pella in 1982. And that's what I did, is work with small businesses around the square. And the list would be incredibly long of those that have come and those that have gone and those that have been successful. So that's part of being in business, and so I want to make sure that as a community and as a representative of the city of Pella, all of our small business entrepreneurs know how much we appreciate them and what they do for our community. Again, unfortunately, this didn't work, but I applaud their effort. I applaud their willingness to invest the kind of money that they did into this community to try to create something that the community could enjoy and use. And again, it worked out. I guess we'll see what happens from here. But the city of Pella is very, very minimal risk on our development grant that we were part of. So wanted to make sure I made that statement. All right, with that, we'll move on. Can I get a motion for approval of the tentative agenda?